From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi elite counterterrorism units have joined the fight to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State. Meanwhile, an upbeat assessment Wednesday on the assault came from the U.S. general coordinating the U.S.-led coalition support of Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces. Major General Gary Valesky telling reporters they've made rapid initial progress.
In the next 72 hours, we expect the Iraqis will continue some more operations from the Kurds to clear some more of that really defensive line, that limit of advance, and that the Iraqis continue in their push to Mosul. There's been a lot of questions about how long the operation would take. You know, my assessment is the enemy always has a vote.
Valesky says the enemy's response thus far has been mostly indirect fire as they move back toward Mosul and the defense of the city they captured more than 2 years ago.
The enemy, as we've seen over the last few months, they're unable to seize any terrain. Their attacks have been attempts to spoil Iraqi security force maneuver, which they have been very unsuccessful in doing.
He estimates there are between 3,000 and 5,000 IS defenders in and around Mosul. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba and his four aides Wednesday were found guilty of trying to influence those testifying at their war crimes trial through bribes. The court said 14 witnesses were coached about what to say. Bemba and the others were found guilty of conspiring to present false evidence. One of the judges in the case is Bertram Schmidt.
No legal system in the world can accept the bribing of witnesses, the inducement of witnesses to lie, or the illicit coaching of witnesses. Nor can the International Criminal Court.
Bemba is appealing his conviction, an 8-year prison term handed down back in March, for his role in a campaign of rape and murder in the Central African Republic more than a decade ago. This is VOA News. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the Syrian city Aleppo, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. President Vladimir Putin held out the possibility of an extension of that pause. Moscow announced Russian-Syrian warplanes halted their bombardment on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he doubts there will be any effort at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire. He warned that even if Russia and Syria ultimately prevail in Aleppo, it won't change the fundamental dynamics of the conflict.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of Thursday's humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours, involving corridors of safe passage. Meanwhile, Turkish planes reportedly struck Syrian Kurdish targets in northern Syria, killing up to 200 militants. The two main U.S. presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, clashed late Wednesday in their final televised debate over gun rights, abortion, and immigration. Democratic nominee Clinton opposing mass deportation.
I don't want to rip families apart. I don't want to be sending parents away from children. I don't want to see the deportation force that Donald has talked about in action in our country. We have 11 million undocumented people. They have 4 million American citizen children, 15 million people.
Trump, her Republican counterpart, said border security is vital.
She wants to give amnesty, which is a disaster and very unfair to all of the people that are waiting in line for many, many years. We need strong borders. In the audience tonight, we have four mothers of, I mean, these are unbelievable people that I've gotten to know over a period of years whose children have been killed, brutally killed by people that came into the country illegally.
They also clashed over Russian President Vladimir Putin's alleged influence, with Clinton calling Trump his puppet. The New York businessman responding by saying Mr. Putin outsmarted his opponent while she was Secretary of State. North Korea appears to have failed in another attempt to launch a medium-range ballistic missile that can reach some U.S. bases. It was the second failed attempt in a week. Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea announced Wednesday a further strengthening of their security alliance against a nuclear North Korea. Ashton Carter is the U.S. Defense Secretary.
This includes our commitment to provide extended deterrence, guaranteed by the full spectrum of U.S. defense capabilities.
The two countries announcing creation of a high-level extended deterrence strategy and consultation group. U.S. military service member and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital Kabul, another service member, two U.S. civilians wounded. Ukraine's president said an agreement has been reached on sending an armed European police force to eastern Ukraine to enforce the Minsk peace accords. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.